Books on Tape presents Imperfect Birds by Anne Lamott, read by Susan Deniker. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear, that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly, I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom. James Wright, A Blessing. Chapter 1. The Parkade. There are so many evils that pull on our children. Even in the mellow town of Lansdale, where it is easy to see only beauty and decency, a teenager died nearly every year after a party, and kids routinely went from high school to psych wards, halfway houses, or jail. Once a year,